didn't keep him long enough to be good. Well, that man is breaking dishes. The boys did the dishwashing a lot of times, you know. Our sisters were all come the latter part of life with mother, you see. Mm-hmm. Boys did the dishwashing. So we didn't keep the dish too long.
Heard a man down by Page say during the Depression he really had a hard life. He had 9 girls and all bull calves.
And he was around the time.
Did she have any special plates?
Well, not that I recall.
Now, after she poured this water on the dishes, then what did she do?
Well, they dried the dishes in with what we call a tea towel.
When your mother washed clothes, what did she say she was going to do, get soap off them? Or how did she get soap off them?
Well, that was rinsing them.
Uh-huh. Just put them in a big kettle? Or?
Yeah. Put them in a tub, had 2 tubs, you know. Mm-hmm. And rinse them through this other water, this clear water.
Mm-hmm. What did your mother do to them?
Hmm?
How did your mother get soap off them?
Soap?
Yeah. When she washed clothes.
Take old meat crackings in this line.
No, not how did she make the soap. When she washed her clothes, how did she get the soap off the clothes after she washed them?
Well, they usually rinse them, you know, in different water.
Uh-huh.
It didn't have nothing in it, you see.
Uh-huh.
Rinse it up and down there, but wring them out.
Uh-huh. Make them longer.
Yeah.
Did you have trouble with your clothes then when they were new? You'd put them on and they'd fit? You get them washed once?
Yeah, they always felt stiff.
I was thinking more of, not that, but the cotton would decrease in size, and you couldn't button your collar after a shirt had been washed once, perhaps?
Well, I've had that to happen. They'd draw up pretty bad when they washed. That was before they learned how to make this material that wouldn't draw up, I guess.
Thank goodness that came along.
Yeah.
Did you buy your vinegar in large amounts?
Well, I don't remember. My dad ran a little store and he had a barrel of vinegar there, so I guess they just got theirs out of the barrel. Mm-hmm.
What did you call those steel things around the outside of the barrel? Things that held the staves together.
Hoops, what I always heard them called.
Hoop.
Hoop?
Yeah. Barrel hoop.
When did the horseshoes come in those days?
Come in a keg.
A little barrel, huh?
Well, yeah, a small barrel.
100 pounds. Not big.
Not very big, but awfully hard to lift.
Yeah, they.
Oh, now that you have running water, what do you turn on out here to get your water in the sink?
Turn the faucet.
And if you're going to water the yard, what do you do?
Well, that's the same. Turn the faucet on.
If a kid came in the store to get a dime's worth of candy or a nickel's worth of candy, what would he get it in? What would it be put in?
Well, I just call it a paper sack.
What would you call that?
A what?
If a boy went in and bought 10 cents worth of candy, what would the grocer put it in?
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, it'd be a poke or a bag. I've heard it called those things. Mm-hmm. Some people call it paper poke.